Older and Bolder by Mike Mahon. There is an old saying in aviation that there are old pilots and there are bold pilots, but there are no old bold pilots. I retired from flying some years ago. The company was offering early retirement and a golden handshake, so I took the money and ran. My poor old body was getting burnt out, and I was constantly tired from jet lag, as I was on the Atlantic routes. On reflection, it was the best, or maybe the only good decision I ever made. I had always wanted to try my hand at writing, so I joined a creative writing group in Ballyroane Library, and this gave me the encouragement and stimulus I needed. I find it very interesting, and I'm amazed at the variety and diversity the group produce. I started a degree course at the Open University and was able to complete this. I also played bridge in the Temple Oak Bridge Club two or three nights a week. I joined a gym to keep fit and attend Tai Chi classes. Now I sometimes wonder how I ever found time to work. Shortly after retiring, I got involved with a company in San Francisco, producing a program in aviation English. Among the many places I had to travel to was Kazakhstan. It is a vast country in Central Asia, covering three time zones, but a population of only 16 million. It was originally part of the USSR and has vast reserves of oil, gas, and other minerals. Paulo Coelho, the writer, has said that most of us spend 30 or 40 years working in a job we may hate, looking forward to the day of retirement. Then, when we finally do retire, we die a few years later from sheer boredom.